It always makes me happy on Christmas Eve to see the nativity set composed and constructed here in front. One of the things we don't have, and we probably do need, one of the figures is we probably need a rooster, because there is an ancient tradition which says that the rooster was the first animal to recognize and to announce the birth of Jesus. You may know there are two versions of the Christmas story in the Gospels. Talitha and I have read from both of them this evening. One of those versions in Matthew, and the other is in Luke. And in Matthew's version says that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but beyond that, the Gospel provides no details about where in Bethlehem. Now, Luke tells us that Mary wrapped her baby in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, which leads us to assume that Mary gave birth to the Savior in some sort of barn or stable, which leads us further to assume that there were animals during the earliest days of Jesus' life. And for that reason, artists and storytellers and the singers of songs have included animals in depictions and retellings of the Christmas story. And one of the oldest Christmas animal traditions, at least in Western Europe and in the Americas, is that the rooster, on the night of Jesus' birth, sang out in Latin, Christus natus est, which means Christ is born, which, as it turns out, has the same number of syllables as cock-a-doodle-doo. Christus natus est. According to the ancient legend, this was the rooster's declaration on the night of Jesus' birth, and some say that the rooster still announces the birth of Christ at Christmas. At least that's what Shakespeare reports to us in the first act of Hamlet, when he has Marcellus, while speaking to Horatio, make the following observation about roosters at Christmas. Marcellus says, "Some say that ere against that season comes wherein our Savior's birth is celebrated, the bird of dawning singeth all night long, and then, they say, no spirit dares stir abroad. The nights are wholesome. Then no planet strike, no fairy takes, nor witch hath power to charm, so hallowed and so gracious is the time." What I like about Shakespeare's words about the rooster is that Shakespeare recognizes when roosters generally like to sing. There is a romantic idea that roosters don't start singing until the sun rises, thus making them sort of a convenient rural alarm clock. But I have to tell you, when I was in fourth grade, I joined the 4-H and decided that I was going to raise chickens. And I had a large, nasty Rhode Island red rooster who would attack me whenever I was gathering eggs. He was arrogant and he was, well, cocky. And we ended up naming him Colonel Sanders. But what eventually sent Colonel Sanders to the stew pot was not so much his aggression as it was his incessant crowing, which generally started around 3 a.m. Now, keep in mind that I grew up in a house of mourning people, but there were limits even in my childhood home. So we replaced the colonel with a bantam rooster, and that guy was handsome and he knew it. And when it came to singing, he was a little bit more of a crooner. As roosters go, he was a little more Julio Iglesias than Quiet Riot. It was softer and more seductive and easier to tune out at 3 a.m. But he still crowed at 3 a.m. All roosters crow at 3 a.m. That's why you're not allowed to have a rooster in the city. Shakespeare, in Hamlet's first act, recognizes this about roosters. They don't start singing in the morning. They sing when most of us are still asleep. Or if we're not still asleep, then the rooster's song serenades the worrying and angst-ridden insomniac. Either way, the declaration, Christus natus est, Christ is born, this declaration comes to us in the coldest and darkest hour of the night, and the night itself is nearly the longest, and sometimes it's the coldest night of the year. Jesus was not born in a convenient season. The Gospels tell us that while Jesus' birth was on time, his parents' wedding was a bit overdue. And according to Luke, the family was away from home when Jesus was born. And according to Matthew, just after Jesus' birth, they had to hurry off into political exile. And yet babies are born when babies will be born. And Jesus was no exception. In fact, the only character in the story who wasn't inconvenienced by Jesus' birth was the rooster, who's only in the story by the speculation of legend. And the rooster would have been crowing in the middle of the night anyway. All he had to do was learn a few Latin words. Christus natus est. Now, if you're asleep, the news of the holy birth may shake your slumber, and thank God. Because on this night, it's not just the rooster singing, but angels and shepherds are declaring the glory of God, and the stars are dancing to the frustration of the darkness that surrounds us and would keep us stumbling and confused. Tonight, the rooster sings as part of an ensemble. And if you are asleep, open your eyes. Unstop your ears. But my guess is that a goodly number of us are having trouble sleeping through the night these days, when our hopes for a kinder and more equitable world are being dashed by politicians and powerful business leaders who siphon ever more of the earth's resources unto themselves, when our dreams for peace are evaporating under the threat of nuclear war, when we are losing our belief in truths we once held to be self-evident. Dearly beloved, we are awake this night. We are awake as are the homeless, as are those who have no access to health care, as are those who have been sexually abused and assaulted, as are those who fear deportation, as are those who fear punishment for the mere act of praying in the direction of Mecca. We are awake with those who are denied justice because of the color of their skin. We are awake with those who fear recrimination because of who they love. We are awake this night with those who grieve and with those who struggle with addictions. We are awake with those who are lonely, with those who have lost hope. We are awake. And the night is as cold as it is dark. And we have yet to hear the voice of angels. We have yet to witness the rejoicing of shepherds. But from a farmstead near Bethlehem, there rings out a voice of hope. Christus natus est. Christ is born. And then, according to the bard, no spirit dares stir abroad. The nights are wholesome. Then no planet strike, no fairy takes, nor witch hath power to charm. So hallowed and so gracious is the time. Christus natus est. Christ is born. If you are asleep, wake up and bear witness to this holy night. And if you cannot sleep, take heart. The rooster has made a holy declaration. Soon the angels will sing. Shepherds will find the newborn child. The magi will follow a star before bowing in humble adoration. Christus natus est. The morning is on its way. Light and warmth will return. Christus natus est. Christ is born. Holy is the child, and holy is the dawning day. Amen.